It's a dark, cold, windy night in October, and an owl swoops down in front of you and lands in a tree just beyond your house. You hear hoots, and it adds a little bit of Halloween spook to the fall night. The next morning, you walk over and notice owl pellets at the bottom of the tree, and know this is the owl's home. What are owl pellets, and what's found inside? Having set the stage, I now ask my 7th graders to brainstorm and tell me everything they know about owls and owl pellets. Thus, we are establishing prior knowledge for the upcoming investigation. For my Inquiry 2 project, 7th grade students compare dissecting owl pellets through an online simulation to an actual real-life dissection. I started students with a virtual online owl pellet dissection. With the virtual online simulation, students were able to find all the bones to the mouse they dissected. It took students 20 minutes to complete the virtual dissection. Students felt the online dissection on the computer looked very real and had bright, big pictures of the owl pellet with information for students to refer to as they were dissecting the pellet. While doing the online simulation, some students felt the activity was frustrating because it was hard to put the bones together with the computer mouse, and it was hard to move and maneuver the bones on the laptop. After we did the virtual dissection on the computer, I then gathered supplies so students could dissect actual owl pellets the very next day. Students were surprised how thick and hairy the actual owl pellet was. "Ew, gross, Miss Thompson, these owl pellets feel weird," some students said while digging deep into the fur to find bones. "I don't want to touch this," others said. "Do you have gloves for us to use, Miss Thompson?" At that point, I said, "No, we would just wash our hands afterwards." I did remind students not to put their hands in their mouth or near their face while doing the experiment. I did explain to them that the owl pellets had been treated in the science lab in a very hot oven to kill any germs or diseases. Other groups of students couldn't wait to show me their findings. "Miss Thompson, come look and see all the bones that are in our owl pellet." And some groups said, "Miss Thompson, the full skull is not inside our owl pellet." Other groups of students were not able to find all the bones in the actual dissection as some bones had broken, other bones were buried deep inside the fur. Groups of students found the actual owl pellet to be much smaller in real life than they imagined it to be. The online virtual simulation made the owl pellet look much bigger than it actually was. While doing the actual dissection, students found it much harder to find all of the bones inside the owl pellet than the virtual dissection. Some groups of students found more than one skull inside their actual pellet. One group of boys had 6 skulls inside their owl pellet, and the other group of girls had no skull at all. They asked, "Miss Thompson, why did our owl pellet have no skull?" And my response was, "Maybe the owl spit out the skull." While searching and digging through the pellet for bones, students were finding various bones that could have belonged to more than just one animal, like mice, moles, or shrews. While students experienced both activities, I witnessed and heard many different types of reactions, such as, "Miss Thompson, I've never dissected an owl pellet," or, "Miss Thompson, I did this in 4th grade." I had students remembering owl pellets from the past and learning new things about owl pellets as well. From the responses, I would say 50% like the actual dissection and the other 50% like the virtual dissection. Students who liked the actual dissection enjoyed touching the owl pellet and found many different types of animal bones inside the actual pellet. Overall, I felt students learned from both experiences. They were able to experience own owl pellets virtually and in real life. The response I got from majority of students said that they would do something like that again with learning something in real life as well virtually on the computer and would like to seek out other dissections online. Most of my students have never done an online dissection before and felt they learned some new things about owl pellets from the online interaction. The real life experience, however, brought out more enthusiastic, engaged participation amongst my students than the virtual online simulation.